Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back. Today, I will address a couple of questions from the last post. Last two posts, really, is sort of what we're talking about, because that's where I made a switch over to minor from the major of part of this symmetry series. Minor being the other side of the coin of the major-minor duality. Gargling Noises says, "Your two recent videos have been my favorites in the series. Thanks for that. It's rewarding to reach this point in the journey with the traffic circle concept, see how it's fleshed out. I now have a better understanding." Okay, and moving on to the question, "You presented a strong argument for why the minor 4 chord in rhythm changes should be considered a minor 6 rather than a minor 7th chord based on the principles you outlined." Okay, so yeah, the argument is something like the spot he's talking about, or she, is... to, that would be a minor seventh, but because it's resolving to the one. I mean, it's, you know, people go to D minor from that, but functionally it's, you know, basically like going back to one. It could also just be a B flat with the D in the bass. So that minor six, that E flat minor six, the argument is that that's a dominant chord, just built downward from the root of the tonality, from B flat going down, major third, minor third, minor third is B flat, G flat, E flat, and C, as opposed to the F dominant, the other main dominant going up from the fifth of the tonality, F, A, C, and E flat. That's the same structure, right? So this is kind of, those are two mirror image type of movements. So the question is, can you provide other references in jazz repertoire where these concepts stand out and help improve a jazz musician's ability to interpret and outline harmony correctly? Also, are there specific composers or improvisers whose work particularly exemplifies these ideas? If so, could you speak to how they apply them?" Yes, I'd say pretty much any Ten Pan Alley composer, in terms of harmony, uses something like this, you know, something like... picking Stardust because, you know, the melody itself just outlines that exact chord, the G flat minor 6 in the key of D flat, E flat, B flat, B double flat, I guess, or A natural, G flat, and E flat. So, okay, there's so many tunes, any kind of tune. George Gershwin, Embraceable You. You see, he's not playing a minor seventh there. And you notice that it's a major seventh on that four chord. It's not, and also in Stardust, it goes, there's an F on the top of the G flat there. That's the sound. Right? Same in Embraceable You. Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Everywhere, especially somebody like Cole Porter. Cole Porter uses any kind of tune where he's playing like, now this is people will play something like, I'm playing in the key of E flat here, night and day. People play like a B major seventh there, but really it's like an A flat minor six, right? I think if you look in the sheet music, you would see A flat minor there. I don't remember what key the original sheet music is in, but you just see a four minor, you know, with the third and the bass, which comes out to be this, you know. I'm playing A flat minor with a B in bass, C flat to the five. And that kind of movement, you know. What is it? Another Cole Porter tune. I Love You. Starts right on the same kind of thing. Starts on a B flat minor six with a G in the bass, which people call it G half diminished. But it's a B flat minor functionally. It's a four chord. You know, even something like Stella by Starlight. Same thing. That's a G minor. Another one there. Stella by Starlight is full of them. So let me slow it down. So people will play a E half diminished. But that's a G minor six, right? 2-5. Six. That's a G minor six. I mean, the different bass notes. If you put these bass notes in, it gives it more chord names, but functionally, it's just a G minor six. B flat minor six is a four chord of the F. If you understand that that's a G minor six at the beginning, it gives you a lot of tools to play. I'm just playing G minor, like G melodic minor. And then here, with a turnaround, is F minor. And then E flat minor. Sorry, what am I saying? G minor, and then F minor, and then E flat minor. That's in terms of the harmony. Now, in terms of improvising, I mean, if you listen to any sort of master of bebop language, such as, you know, Charlie Parker, so you'll hear stuff like... That's a Charlie Parker line, right? So I'm playing rhythm changes. That timing wasn't so great on that. And you'll hear also like a... So I'm playing just there an E flat minor six, and then I'm playing a G flat minor six. So I'm gonna continue this, sort of tie this into the next question from Craig Carey or Kari. I'm also really enjoying these. Thank you for making them. I'm finding myself noticing some of the possible pathways to take when playing tunes now, which is great. Although it raises lots of questions about how best, when it's appropriate or not. It would definitely be helpful to hear more of your thoughts about how you might put this into some different musical situations. Okay, I remember Dizzy Gillespie's book. He talked about cramming. Dizzy Gillespie's book, he's referring to probably To Be or Not to Bop, which is very much recommended book. Cramming more chord changes into a harmonic line. That's a Charlie Parker thing, Coltrane. That's very much what we're talking about, putting more sort of stuff into that spot. So I'll give an example of that. What I should do is, so that it's audible, I'll record a little loop of just a 2-5-1, because 2-5-1 is sort of very, very useful, right? So so if I show how I could think about this stuff on a 2-5-1, it can kind of be used anywhere. So let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Take that up to A flat minor. regular secondary dominant, like I'll do a D7, G7.
Start linking up more and more of these.
I'm going to stop it, but I hope that elucidates some of the things that I was talking about in a theoretical way. All right, happy Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.